You are hearing Fintidoo Podcast. Understanding degrouping charges, a must-know for UAE businesses in tax groups. Leaving a tax group can have unforeseen tax consequences. One such consequence is a degrouping charge, which can arise when a company transfers an asset within the group and then exits the group within 2 years. Let's break down what this means for business. The degrouping charge, when a charge is triggered, the general rule. Generally, the event which triggers a degrouping charge is a company ceasing to be a member of a tax group, either the transferor or transferee, within 2 years from the date of the transfer. A degrouping charge will arise only if the asset was within the charge to corporate tax on chargeable gains before and after the transfer. The first main condition for the degrouping charge is that a company, referred to as Company A, acquires an asset from another company in the same group, Company B, and leaves that group within the following 2 years. If the condition is met, the result is a deemed disposal by the chargeable company as at the time immediately following the intragroup transfer, so reinstating the gain or loss that would have arisen but for the no gain no loss rule. Example. In year 1, Company X transfers an asset to its subsidiary Y, and 1.5 years later X sells the shares in Y to an unconnected third party. A degrouping charge is triggered and Y is treated as if, immediately after its acquisition of the asset from X, it had sold and immediately reacquired the asset at its market value at that time. The main conditions for a degrouping charge are satisfied. Y ceases to be a member of a group at a time when it owns an asset acquired from group company X within the previous 2 years. The charge is computed by reference to a deemed market value disposal of the asset immediately after it was acquired by the company leaving the group. That is, immediately after the acquisition by Y from M. The value to be used is not the market value of the asset at the time the chargeable company leaves the group, but the market value at the earlier time when it was acquired by Company Y. The degrouping charge, when a charge is triggered, special rules. Special Rule 1, a subsidiary is merged into the parent company. Example. Company. A company. B and Co. C formed a tax group during the tax period ending the 31st of December, 2024. Parent Company A, 100%. Subsidiary. Company B, 100%. Subsidiary. Company C, formation of tax group for tax period ending the 31st of December, 2024. On the 1st of March, 2024, Company B transfers an asset to Company C in exchange for cash. On the 1st of March, 2025, Company B merges into Company A and ceases to exist. Transfer of assets and liabilities as part of legal merger. Parent Company AB. 100%. Subsidiary Company C, Company B merges into Company A, parent. The degrouping charge does not apply where a subsidiary is merged into the parent company if the conditions of business restructuring relief are met. No gain loss would be taken into consideration. Transfer of assets and liabilities as part of a legal merger is considered to have transferred within the tax group. So, no gain loss will be recognized when Company B ceases to exist and leaves the tax group. Transfer of asset by Company B to Company C. A degrouping charge will be triggered because Company B ceases to be part of a qualifying group within 2 years of the transfer of the asset. Therefore, the transfer of an asset shall be treated as taking place at its market value determined at the time of the asset transfer. The resulting gain or loss from the transfer of asset by Company B to Company C should be taken into account in the hands of Company B, transferor, on the date the transferor, Company B, leaves the tax group. However, as Company B ceases to exist, the relevant gain or loss must be taken into account in the hands of the transferee, being the tax group. Stay tuned for more Fintidoo podcasts, Middle East leading e-learning platform for finance, tax, and accounting professionals.